There's also a big turning point this week in the fight against climate change. For decades, oil and gas companies, ExxonMobil for instance, dealt with the climate crisis by trying to hide what they knew about the science and by trying to confuse the public about the impacts of oil and gas on the global environment. Turning that on its head this week, Royal Dutch Shell, the company behind all those Shell gas stations, they announced they're quitting a major U.S. oil lobbying group. Mindy Luber is the CEO of the corporate sustainability organization Ceres. We're talking about a lobby called the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers. Why does it matter, Mindy, that Shell is leaving this organization?
Well, it matters because if a company steps up and says they're going to act on climate, and they're going to take steps to deal with getting their company in line with the Paris Agreement, they can't honestly at the same time be supporting trade associations who are trying to kill that agreement. It is simply not responsible or not honest. I mean, Shell agreed to three things a couple of months ago in a series of negotiations with investors, many of our members, and others. They agreed to set very clear and specific goals on how to bring their carbon footprint down, number one. Number two, they said they're going to hold their executives accountable, their top 1,000 executives, to meeting those climate goals. And number three, they're going to align their policy positions with that of their trade associations. And Shell gets, you know, they get a good deal of credit for being the first fossil fuel company to stand up and say, we are pulling out of one of the trade associations we're part of because they are advocating for the opposite of what we believe in on climate.
If this is about the goals of the Paris Agreement, it seems Shell's going to have to change a lot more than who does its bidding in Washington. How does this move fit into Shell's broader strategy to change what they do and how they do it?
Well, that's precisely what needs to happen. The fossil fuel industry is going to have to look substantially different. And so what the investors we're saying to Shell in many, many of our discussions and meetings is you need to look at the future of this company. You need to set goals for, I would argue, radically reducing your emissions. And that may be starting to change your product mix. It may be that some of these oil and gas companies need to develop more of a renewables part of their business. It is the energy mix of the future. And if they're going to stay viable, they need to be moving in that direction. And what investors are asking them is to set very clear goals and implement them on how they're going to bring their carbon footprint down over the short term and over a longer term.
So a fresh start, it seems, but Royal Dutch Shell has wavered somewhat on turning toward a more sustainable business model over the years, and they have not left other big lobbying groups like the American Petroleum Institute. So how do you know that their recent new direction is really going to stick?
Look, we don't know. The investors that prevailed upon them to change their practices have made very clear they plan to follow up on a periodic basis. They expect to see what is happening every 6 months to a year. And there's no question Shell's got a lot more to do. They are at the start of their process, not at the end of it. We all know that to get to the Paris Agreement, it's about changing everything in what you do. Shell has to look at what the company might be and might look at 10 years from now and 20 years from now that's more than a fossil fuel company.
I mean, just generally speaking, can any fossil fuel company really do what the science tells us needs to be done to quickly decarbonize our economy?
Look, it is not easy to ask a fossil fuel company to decarbonize overnight, but they cannot survive as a company in their present form and at the same time meet the Paris Agreement. The science says we need major decrease of fossil fuels, and the ExxonMobils and Shells and BPs have to look at transitioning their businesses, or frankly, the share value of their companies will not survive.
Shell is one of the biggest players in the global petroleum business, but it is only one. How much do you think the rest of the industry is going to follow their lead?
You know, there are certainly two or three other fossil fuel companies that are either following their lead or making their own commitments. A couple of them are probably in Europe, Total. BP is certainly trying to do more, but we've got ExxonMobil, who is doing anything but. So we still got a long way to go. I think it's important, more than symbolically, that Shell is setting goals. They're holding their executives accountable to meeting those goals. They're being transparent about it, and they're starting to pull out of lobbying organizations that, frankly, lobby for policies that will defy their goals. that's a good start, and we need to see the other fossil fuels follow suit.
Mindy Luber of the corporate sustainability organization Ceres, thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.